As if all of this wasn't enough to navigate, I had magic powers, and I couldn't talk about them or ask anyone what to do with them. I wasn't allowed to see movies like The Exorcist, Sybil, or Carrie. But I knew enough about these movies to use them as my reference points for unwell teenage girls. Needless to say, I was worried. Can you imagine how this conversation would have gone over with my parents, who wanted nothing more than to fit in and be the suburban ideal? Hey, Mom and Dad, I didn't make the drill team. I don't have a date with a football player to homecoming. And I got in trouble for saying shithead in English. But I do have secret powers. At the time, I would have told you that I could predict the future. I couldn't tell you what was going to happen in 20 years, but I could tell you with stunning accuracy what was going to happen in 20 minutes. And when you're young and navigating a tough time at home, combined with moving and changing schools in fourth grade, sixth grade, and eighth grade, 20 minutes is all the future you have. So yes, I could predict the future. I knew which snarky comment would produce a laugh and which one would set off a fight. And I knew why. I knew that the comment about too much dessert was funny when someone felt good about how they looked, and how the exact same comment would unleash a screaming match if someone didn't feel good about themselves that day or that hour. I knew everyone's shame triggers, and I knew the unwanted identities that elicited their shame. I knew how it was important for everyone to be perceived, when we could poke fun, and how long we had to get the hell out of Dodge if we got that wrong. I knew that everyone in our family was really smart and funny, yet there were flavors of teasing that people used to work out stress or hurt. And once unleashed, that type of teasing wouldn't stop until someone was crying. I also knew every inch of the supposedly socially acceptable places for processing anger, like driving and sporting events. I started out as an athlete, but quit as soon as I could. It was too humiliating. Today, when I see that parent at my kids' events, I have to put myself in a trance or leave. The irony is that the first time my dad came to one of Ellen's field hockey games, he got out of his folding chair in the middle of the game and started pacing along the fence line. When I went over to ask him what was wrong, he said, "These girls are under too much pressure. These parents and coaches are really piling it on. And someone's going to get hurt with those big sticks." I was like, "Who are you?" The terrifying road rage moments of my childhood left me and my nervous system incapable of handling raging drivers. A couple of years ago, I had a driver pick me up at the airport for a work trip. He got angry when someone passed us on the right side of the freeway, so he started speeding up and slamming on his brakes to prevent that driver from sliding in front of us in the passing lane. I had to say, "I need you to pull over and let me out, or stop driving like this." He laughed like I was joking until I put the driving service dispatch operator on speakerphone. I was 8 or 9 years old the first time I realized that my superpowers worked outside the house. Our neighborhood swim team coach liked some people and disliked others, and his preferences seemed to change every single day. Everyone tried to figure it out. Some of the kids even ran experiments, but no one could solve it. Except me, I knew the secret. This coach liked effort more than natural talent. He liked the kids who tried, even if they didn't win. And my God, this guy loved backstroke. So every day when I got to practice, I'd pick the lane with the people who tried the hardest, not the best swimmers, but the people who were dying by the time they reached the wall. Luckily, dying by the time you reached the wall was a good fit for me. And for freestroke, I would always swim backstroke. He was a yeller, but I was never once on the receiving end of it. I also had a really awful piano teacher who would shame and humiliate students.